Time to find out what's doing around the Upper Huntershire District with Mayor Maurice Collison. How are we doing, Maurice?
Going very well, Andrew. How are you going?
Not too bad. You've got a busy week. Starting tonight, the meeting, the community consultation meeting at Cassilis. Tomorrow you've got Scone as well.
Yeah, these meetings have been going on for a few weeks, and look, it's great. We're getting some very, very good feedback from the community. So now we'll get it all in place, and then, of course, we'll sit down and try and put that into a budget.
The turnout's been good?
Yeah, they've been very good. A fair bit of interest, and it's great. Yeah, so we've got the one in Murundi to go, and in Scone, it'll all be good.
All right, and speaking of Murundi, there's a meeting coming up on the 22nd about the waste transfer station.
Yeah, we put it out for community consultation up there to bring some ideas about our new site for a waste transfer station. Now, it's not a tip, of course. It's just a place to transfer bigger recyclable items into bins, and then that gets transported away into other areas around the Shire. But the only way is go out to the community, let them have their say, and we're going to go up there to talk them through it and see what the outcome is.
So you want to consult the community, on a location for up there? Is that how it works?
No, we picked the location.
Yep.
We have to feedback now of what they think about the location or whether they like it or don't like it. But it's important to know it's not what they call the old tip. It's a transfer station.
They were a tip when we were kids, weren't they? You used to go to the tip. In fact, you used to come back sometimes with a bit more stuff than you would take.
Yeah, I'll get that problem.
All right, and also you are on the lookout for staff for Warbirds.
Yeah, as we know, the Warbirds Attraction Centre and will be opened the day after the air show. So we're looking for some extraordinary staff to work in the Hunter Warbirds. Doesn't mean you have to be up to key with all positions or all aeroplanes, but the main thing is the people skills and to be able to work with the team as a team, and we can certainly teach you all about the Warbirds if you're not up to speed with that.
So you don't have to, your name doesn't have to be Biggles, you don't have to turn up there with your goggles, but just be an enthusiastic people person.
Enthusiastic people person, because we hope to be drawing people from way outside of our area. So, go on to the Up Huntershire website and have a look at the criteria you need to meet, and please put your names down.
And those staff need to be in place before the big event on the 26th and 27th?
I'd imagine so, because it'll be open the day after that, is the attraction centre.
Yep.
So, I mean, there'll be a lot of stuff in there. There'll be memorabilia and, the simulators, the Spitfire simulator. So there's going to be a little bit of training, I suppose, to get the people up to speed. But I'm sure we can handle that if we get the right people.
Mate, I've got to tell you, I'm still getting more and more excited about Warbirds. I'm looking forward to having a word to Paul Bennett himself to talk about the aircraft that are going to be on display and that are going to be flown around. Sounds like it's going to be something no one's ever seen before, not just in the Upper Hunter, but possibly even in Australia.
Oh, look, for sure. I mean, I'm very proud of our attraction centre out there, and I just hope that people get behind us and support us on this day. Because I was out near the Mustang this morning, and just to get that engine, that Mustang, multiplied by three or four at once in the air is just going to be so exciting.
Oh, it's going to be wonderful. I'll get goosebumps when you talk about these sorts of things. Maurice Collison, as always, thank you very much for keeping us up to date. We'll catch up next week.
Good on. Thanks, Andrew.